Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
If you know me, you know I'm a big fan of all things time travel, TV, movies. I just love that stuff. It's my favorite genre of science fiction is time travel. Get this, apparently, a time traveler has come back from 2030. Yeah, something called Apex TV has shared an interview with a guy who chooses to remain anonymous. They've distorted his face and his voice, I guess, so he can't be identified. But yeah, he claims to be from the year 2030. He came back, and they put him on a lie detector test. And they, of course, you know it's true what he's saying, because every time he says something, then it goes, eh. It says true on the screen, so you know it's true. But they asked him a number of questions. Among the revelations, he says that President Trump will be reelected in 2020. He also says that money like Bitcoin will be in bigger use in 2030, although pennies and cents will still be in use. Really? I barely carry cash now. I can't imagine. Who still uses pennies? I don't know. He says they will be. Also, he says technology will have developed to the point where it'll be able to independently run a home. And he says electric cars by the year 2030 will be able to travel as fast as gas and diesel ones. 600 miles per hour, he says. Or is it you only get 600 miles to a fill-up? I don't know. Nobody told me there would be math involved here. But anyway, so this guy, like I said, he's hooked up to a lie detector machine. He also said that apparently the secret of time travel is released to the public in the year 2028, 2 years before the year that he claims to come from. So if that's the case, what he's doing is not really a big deal, because by his year, oh, everybody knows time travel exists. Wait a minute, though. If he's coming back, and okay, I have a couple of questions. May I ask these questions? If he's coming back from the year 2030, first of all, why would he even care to tell us about it? In other words, is he just trying to make himself look big? Shouldn't he be investing in whatever company is suddenly a breakout company, and by the year 2030 is going to be, you know, shouldn't he be investing in the Google of his time, you know what I'm saying? And then become independently wealthy by the time he gets to 2030. Unless they've banned companies and owning stock by then. Wow, maybe he's on to something. And where is his 2018 self? That's the other question. I mean, you know, because you get the whole paradox thing. Whoever this guy is, you know, this John Doe, his 2018 self is somewhere around, right? Gotta be. Maybe that's why he's anonymous, so his 2018 self won't know it's him. They changed his voice. Can you see his 2018 self looking and seeing this guy? Oh, crap. Did I come back from the future? What did I do that for? Time traveler from the year 2030. I don't know. There are things I would have asked him. They should have asked him if Cher is still on her farewell tour in 2030.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audioboom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.